the new Art Dealers Alliance and Basilica Hudson, according to a press release, are pleased to announce that Nada Hudson, a large-scale exhibition featuring 51 projects presented by Nada members and affiliates. That's happening all day Saturday. We have with us today two artists who will be exhibiting, Melora Kuhn and Nicholas Kahn. Welcome to WGXC.
Thanks, it's Nicholas here.
And Melora, thanks.
So maybe, Nicholas, you could tell us a little something about it, give us a little context for this show.
I've not been to a proper NADA show, but it's one of the major art fairs that's going around. The new art dealers usually have younger, more interesting galleries that are edgier work in them. So I was excited to hear that they were coming here to Hudson and making it somewhat affordable for local galleries to actually be in it. And Zach Foyer of Foyer Gallery encouraged us to enter. History Laboratory is the gallery that I've run with Sarah Faulkner over the last year, here in the corner of 7th across the park from the radio station. And one of the show that we have up now is Melora Kuhn, and we were pleased during the course of that show that she could actually also be a booth in the show.
And Melora, what will you be showing?
I'll have a photo booth. So it's a tent that I made with a backdrop, and you come in and I'll dress you up in costumes I made also, and pose you, sort of reminiscent of the 19th century photo booth or into the 20th.
And the people who pose for the photographs then are able to take a photograph with them? Or?
Yeah, there'll be a photo printed on the spot. So it's kind of like the, you know, like the old fairs or carnivals where you go and dress up as a cowboy or somebody else and be in another time.
Yeah. I see. And Nick, you'll be showing photographs by Kahn and Selesnik.
We'll have one larger photograph called Rook that we did back in Ireland a couple years ago, where it's me standing there and Richard, my collaborator, shot the picture of me covered in crows, rooks, and blackbirds all over my body and bursting out of pockets in this long coat. And that was later on used by Shearwater as an album cover for their band, but we have a largest print we've done of it, a 4-foot-square black and white print we did specially for this fair. And then we're going to have a series of drawings that I worked on at the Opera House on Sunday mornings from 10 to 1. They have a new drawing class there. And I go there with my pre-coated paper, and I sit there and I draw the model, but instead of drawing the face of the model, it's otherwise, it's what I'm seeing there, I'm drawing bat heads. Because there's a current project that Richard and I are working on, Troop of Fledermaus. It's about white nose syndrome in bats and this odd German traveling absurdist acting company that's telling the story of these bats. And we're use the drawings that I've been doing, these nude studies of bat-headed people at the Opera House are going to be framed up, and we'll be showing those. There'll be some other things there. There'll also be some bat heads that I've been working on in terracotta that have scenes inside of them. They're the dreams that the bats are having while they're under the influence of the white nose syndrome.
No, these are sort of oversized bat heads.
Yes, much larger than life, but big enough that you can look inside. You could wear them as a human mask.
So no Alice Cooper type theater then, with somebody biting a head off a bat, no?
Not quite, but inside, we're just working on them right now, the last scenes that are going on inside of the bat, and one of them involves a giant Atlas moth that's raping a sitting bat there.
Oh, lovely.
So that's the dream of one of the bats, is having sex with one of its chief prey.
And did you do any research to put together this?
I've done tons of research on bat psychology, and most of the manuals say that bats do have sex dreams about sex and food and any combination they're in.
How do they know that?
You're kidding. This is a joke, right? You're making this up.
None of what we do is ever a joke. It's always straight as possible. So there are many, many different scenes going on inside the head. So there'll be about 12 heads there, and you'll be able to look into the eyes of these giant sort of terracotta bat sculptures and see the different dreams each of the bats are having, and any varieties of dreams about moths and butterflies and things that they do with each other.
How large is your booth in terms of square feet
It's only about 100 square feet. It's like a 9 foot by 8 foot booth with walls. And we're going to have one of Melora's amazing cutout pieces there. She's been taking felt and cutting scenes. We have a couple of those pieces here at the Gallery at History Laboratory at 624 Warren that you can see. But this, she's doing a special one for the booth that she can probably describe.
Oh yeah, it's it comes from Goya's The Sleep of Reason creates monsters. So because I draw the drawing from well-known images from art history and then cut all the space in between the lines, and it's on felt so that the image ends up collapsing.
They're sort of like Chinese paper cuts, except that they kind of droop.
Right, yeah. Chinese paper cuts in felt, yeah. So they just hang on nails. And I thought that the image related well to the bats and the project that...
Yeah, we were super chuffed to have her image. That's one of my favorite Goya etchings, and it was one of the things I was thinking about with Richard when we were starting out this whole project with the bats, so that she can have as a backdrop for our work this beautiful Goya interpretation. We'll think it's going to be a beautiful booth, but we'll see when we get it all together. It's all an experiment with this.
That's a fairly large cutout.
Yeah, it's about 8 feet tall and almost 6 feet wide, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you don't have any bat costumes for your photographs, do you?
I could lend you one.
Right, Nicholas has plenty.
I have so many extra bat costumes, so...
Yes, and, you know, we so many of us have a secret desire to dress up as a bat. I'm sure that would come very handy.
Yeah, I mean, we can bring some of the masks into
I have a lovely furry bat mask that if anyone doesn't want to be themselves, they can be that in her booth.
I think that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, are you going to do anything with all the photographs that people come in and get taken of themselves? Any sort of art project coming out of that?
It is. It's a project in development.
Uh-huh.
So I've actually done the booth 3 times before. I've done it. I did it in Calicoon for the NADA fair last year, and then in Korea for a show that I had last October, and then in New Paltz. So I've got quite a collection of photographs now, and I'm not sure what is going to happen. Yeah.
And do you find that there's any difference in audience reaction in Korea to New Paltz?
That's a good question. It was a very different context, because in Korea it was in a gallery, and in New Paltz it was at this craft fair. So. People actually came because they knew that it was going to happen in the gallery, whereas in New Paltz it was sort of more you stumble upon it, and there was more convincing of parents to bring their children in, or, you know, yeah. So it was different in that way, yeah.
You said the New Artist, New Art Dealers Alliance, that's what NADA stands for, it was last year in Calicoon?
Yeah, they had the Calicoon County Affair last year.
Can you just tell us what people can expect this weekend?
Well, that was a very different event, I think, than what's going to happen. That was more of a sort of affair, and it was just singular artists who applied, and it was one day only, whereas this is all galleries that are representing different artists, and it's a 2-day event, and
there's going to be, do you know how many galleries are coming?
I think there's about 50 or...
Yeah, so somewhere around 50, and I think in the main Basilica building, the taller building, a lot of the people are doing installation work because they don't have so many walls there. So it'll be sculptural, it'll probably be pretty experimental work. There's a little side building that we're going to be in that has wall space so that we can have stuff on the walls, which will be interesting. And then Melora's going to be outside. There's, I don't know, 10 or 15 different people with different ways of doing something outdoors that people will be involved in. So it's going to be an exciting mix of all the different possibilities.
And there's a performance venue too.
Yeah, and
right?
Performances in the one other side building by Bunny Brains. I know is for sure is doing some of our local people and a whole variety.
Yeah, we might have some of it live on WGXC on Saturday. We'll see if that happens. Yeah, and there's going to be, how many people are coming to town for this? From I guess mostly from New York City, but from all over probably.
One hopes. They haven't told us. It's all a mystery. It's all
millions.
A mystery.
But there's going to be a lot of people in town this weekend because of this. The restaurant should be full. There kind of be all kinds of activity in Hudson.
I'm doing another event after the fair on Saturday night at 7:30 at Carrie Haddad Gallery, her photo gallery. Richard and I have a show up right now of our Mars work, and we're going to give a lecture walking around talking to people about the making of all this work that's life on Mars to women exploring Mars. So we're using siphoning the extra people who are going to be in town into that gallery as well, and trying to involve some more of the town galleries.
There's also the Below Third Association is having a gallery stroll starting at 5 p.m. All the galleries down there, BCB Art and CCCA Gallery, Gallery 135, Limiter Gallery, and so on.
That's going to be an exciting weekend for Hudson, for art for sure.
Yeah, and the event's free and open to the public.
There is some kind of a VIP wing or something. Do you know anything about that?
They don't tell us. We're the last to know.
You have to be a VIP to know that information.
How revealing.
Is there anything else you all would like to tell us about at this point?
I thank you. I don't think there's anything else. We're going to see what's going to happen when we do this. We're installing Thursday, Friday, and we're going to see how it all comes about. I think no one at NADA really knows how it's going to be as well, and that makes it a fresher fair because this is the first time they're really doing something here, and those fairs are usually the best when everyone talks about going to this one at the first year it ever happened, and it's exciting.
I saw online, I'm not sure who did the review, but at the Basel Art Fair, they said much the most interesting work at the Basel Art Fair was the what NADA had brought last year. So it should be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sign in. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you.
Bobby Hebb with Sunny on the WGXC Afternoon Show. He's one of our birthdays today. We didn't get to that earlier, but now we have on the phone, who do we have on the phone, Ann?
Well, just coming up, we have writer and editor Nina Shengold, who, along with photographer Jennifer May,